Volume 38, Number 2 of the Friend Magazine, for February 2008. A children's magazine published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Copyright 2008 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Friends by Mail. Mission Prayer. Once, when my mom was tucking me into bed, I told her I wasn't sure that I wanted to go on a mission. I said that I would miss her, Daddy, and my sisters too much. My mom said that we should pray about it and see what Heavenly Father wanted me to do. We knelt by the side of my bed, and I asked Heavenly Father if he wanted me to serve a mission. As soon as I asked the question, a really warm feeling filled my whole heart, and a really big smile came to my face. After the prayer, Mom asked me how I felt. I told her I knew that Heavenly Father wanted me to serve a mission, and that I was excited to go and serve. I know that Heavenly Father hears our prayers and answers them. I'm excited to share this with everybody when I go on my mission. Connor M., age 8, Ontario, Canada. Unforgotten Experience. When I was 9 years old, I went on a father and son's campout. 15 men and boys went on a mountain bike ride. We were divided into groups of fast, medium, and slow riders. I was in the medium speed, and my dad was behind with the slow riders. As I rode ahead, I got my foot stuck in the chain and fell. As a result, I was behind my group, and I was way ahead of the slow group. I kept riding my bike, hoping to catch up, but I was confused and somehow went off the main trail. I realized there was no one in front of me, and I was getting tired and scared. I was lost. I shouted the names of my brothers and father, but no reply. So the only thing I could do was pray. I prayed on my knees, and I prayed on my feet. After several hours, I became very thirsty. Suddenly, I felt a warm feeling, and two people came walking on the trail. They saw me and asked me if I was lost, and I said yes. They gave me one of their bottles of water to drink. I knew the Lord had sent these people. As we walked back up the mountain, they told me stories about their lives. When we reached the top, my group had just started looking for me. This experience taught me that the Lord does work in mysterious ways and that there are loving people in the world. But the biggest lesson learned was that I could not have made it out alone. It was the Lord's answer to my prayer. I have a strong testimony of prayer, and I know that the Savior lives. Timothy R., age 12, California.
End of the article, Friends by Mail.